Building on the Solid Rock with Pastor Troy Neely of Calvary Chapel's Solid Rock.
Let every family find faith in the Father's love. This is where it begins. This is our cry, this is our song, Jesus the way. We find our life in Him.
We complicate everything. See, God grants access, but we have a tendency to put up barriers. He says, cast all your cares upon me, because I care for you. Cast them on me. But we say, I don't want to bother the Lord with this. This is too small. I've already bothered Him too much. That's too complicated. He said, cast your cares upon me. You got cares? Bring them to Him. It's your 12,000th time? Bring them to Him. Stop complicating it. It's not that difficult.
A loving father is quick to come to the aid of his children when they're in distress. God's compassion and patience is infinitely greater than that of a human father. In today's message, Pastor Troy encourages us to run to our loving Heavenly Father. He desires for us to acknowledge our desperate need for Him and rest in His power and grace. Now make sure and stay with us after Pastor Troy's message. I want to share our contact information as well as how you can receive a free copy of this broadcast. Now here's Pastor Troy with today's edition of Building on the Solid Rock.
When Jesus died on the cross, all the stuff that took place said that access to God was given to men. Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. It is sin that separates. Our sin separates us from God. There is no veil. There is no one we need to stand between us and God now. We have access to God on our own. You don't need a more mature believer to stand in for you. You don't need anyone to stand in for you. You have total access to the Lord. Jesus made it so. He said, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You don't come to the Father but by Him. He said, He referred to Himself as the door. I am the door. We have to enter through Him. And that is a door that's open for Jew and Gentile alike. It didn't matter. They both needed Him as the door. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, we read, and He, that's Jesus, came and preached peace to you who were afar off. That's the Gentiles, far off, right out in the parking lot. And to those who were near, the Jews who had access. For through Him we both, Jew and Gentile alike, have access by one Spirit to the Father. And what's interesting is just before that in Ephesians 2 in verse 14, Paul said that He broke down the middle wall of separation. That wall that said death to any Gentile who goes beyond this, broke it. He opened the way so that we all have equal access. Gentiles don't need to go to a Jewish guy to try to get to God. Women don't need to go to men to get to God. That's the idea of that text, that there's no longer Jew or Gentile, male or female. He doesn't mean there are no longer roles. We can look around and see, obviously, naturally, there are roles. We are still women. We are still men. That's not changed. That's not what that text is talking about at all. But what that text is talking about is the fact that as far as access to God goes, no one has more access than anyone else. Not the religious person, not the pastor. I have no more access to God than any one of you have. And I don't have more access to God now as a pastor than I had when I first committed my life to the Lord. We all have the same access. Now that's good news. You don't have to wait for some certain spiritual person, so that you can be as close to God as you can be. Because you can go behind the veil right now because access has been given to you. The veil is torn. And your prayers can go directly to the Lord. God tore it. Access was granted. Jesus was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, giving us that access. And you know, access to God was and is a big deal. Having access to Him. Back then, to have access to Him, you were more important, more significant. People would idolize you because they could get to God by getting to you. But today, we don't need to idolize anyone. Because we all have access to God. There's one man who is the mediator. You don't need a high priest because we have access. According to history, now check this out. This is human nature. We got to keep things the way they've always been when it comes to access to God, right? According to history, the Jews sewed up the veil and they continued with their system of sacrifice until 70 AD, when obviously Rome came in, destroyed the temple, so that even today they still don't have a temple to worship. Although they still want one, they don't have a temple because it was totally destroyed. Now here's a sub-point, if you will, thinking about this idea of them sewing up the veil again. God simplifies things, but we complicate them. We complicate everything. See, God grants access, but we have a tendency to put up barriers. He says, cast all your cares upon me, because I care for you. Cast them on me. But we say, I don't want to bother the Lord with this. This is too small. I've already bothered Him too much. That's too complicated. He said, cast your cares upon me. You got cares? Bring them to Him. It's your 12,000th time? Bring them to Him. Stop complicating it. It's not that difficult. He says, come to me, confess your sin, be cleansed. Let there be a restored relationship. But we say, I can't come into His presence because I'm not worthy. Well, that's the whole idea. Come and confess those so that I can cleanse you and I'll forgive you freely. But we say, I can't go. I can't go into His presence. You're complicating things. He said, come. I'm a sinner. Come. He said, come. Stop complicating it. Come. And when you feel that sense of unworthiness in His presence, it should break you. But it's better to be broke right there in His presence, at His feet, than way out in the outer court. Because He said, come. He said, enter. And we can come confidently before the throne of what? Grace. To help in our time of need. And so we come and we lay down our concerns. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. We say, I would, but I'm too busy. Too busy? So I'm going to give you rest. Why don't you come and give it to me? You know, one of the problems for us is that we go to God, but we don't leave anything with God. We go to Him, we talk to Him, but prayer is such a big commitment for us and not really a worthwhile commitment because nothing is any different. I'm still carrying around the same burdens and worries when I leave. And here's why. We don't really leave things with Him. We don't really say, Lord, forgive me of these things. I have a desired outcome in this, and I'm worried that my outcome, what I want to happen, the thing that would make me most secure or please me the most, is not going to happen. And I'm a little concerned about that. That's my worry. And we don't leave it there and say, God, whatever you want is fine. I have no control in the situation, and I'm not going to worry anymore. But here's what I do want to do, Lord. I want you to tell me what's my part in this. I can't control it. But what is my part? And let me be faithful to my part Not to controlling it, not to the outcome, but to my part. Because when it all shakes down, when it all comes to pass, I want to be said of me that I was faithful. Not that I controlled the outcome, but that I was faithful despite the outcome. And see, the reason that we can't find peace in prayer, going to the Lord and casting our cares upon Him, is we don't really cast them on Him and let them go and say, Lord, let Your will be done. It's as if we have to go in the garden like Jesus each time, who set the example for us and said, but not my will, Thy will be done. One of the greatest comforts for me when Ophelia and I got married, there's always that concern that things won't turn out perfect, especially in a marriage. That's why sometimes funerals are easier to perform than marriages, because people are so uptight in a marriage. So we think, Lord, I just want to give this to You. And with my marriage, my wife, she was like, you know, I got the dress that I want. Whatever's there on that day is there. And it was such a stress-free wedding day. Stress-free. Why? Burdens were cast aside. We said, God, whatever You want, whatever You will, that is fine with us. Anything beyond us standing before someone else saying, here are the vows, take them, was a bonus as far as we were concerned. And we got so much more than we did for ourselves. We were able to trust God with those plans, trust whatever God wanted. Now, we did our part. You know, if someone says, hey, we're going to do a cake, we had to say, okay, yeah, that's great, and work out some details, but we didn't try to make everything, and it's got to be perfect. We didn't do that. We let it go. We could experience so much more peace if when we went to the Lord and we said, Lord, here's what I want. Here's what I'd really like. But I'm going to leave it at Your feet. Somebody just passed out. I know it's a hard thing to, I could never do that. I know, I'm asking a lot from you, but if we would just leave it with the Lord. Otherwise, we take upon ourselves something we were never meant to carry. It's not in our control, and it's not for us to try to control. Now, with that said, let me just say that we have access to God, and there is this thing called religion that exists today that can very often come between us and God. Remember, we were saying that God simplifies and we complicate? Religion often has a way of complicating things, because we come up with these systems of what it means to be close to God or how you should pray. I heard someone actually say they felt that you had to pray in King James English because that's what makes you closer to God. I'm still thinking about that one. Needless to say, I don't pray in King James English. I pray from my heart, in the language that I know and is intimate for me. Religion can be a very dangerous thing because it can put a distance between us and God. And any religious system that puts men or works between God and men is an insult to the grace of God and is an insult to the torn veil that God Himself tore. You need no man between you and God. None. Not even me. I appreciate it that there are times you guys come and say, Pastor, will you pray for me? I appreciate it. I want to be involved in your lives, and I want to pray for you, and that helps me to know how I can pray for you. But I will tell you, my prayers are no more acceptable to God than yours, except if you're not willing to deal with sin in your life. But then, if that's the case, even my prayers aren't going to help you. So, Lord, help them, Lord. I would love to help them. They could come to me, but there's sin that they're not dealing with in their life. It's the big separator. The veil that I tore, well, they just keep putting it back up in the form of sin. So we don't need anyone as a go-between, us and the Lord, although there are times where sin seems to separate us, which is why we need to deal so radically with sin, because it's the only thing that separates us from God. We have access to God today that they did not have. They longed for. If boasting were acceptable, we could stand before the high priest of that day and boast of our relationship with the Lord. Oh, you got to go in there and sprinkle some blood on the thing and risk life? Well, I come boldly before the throne of my God, who's gracious, who I can experience every day. Well, once a year for you? With a bell tied around you? I come in without the bell. I come in and I come before my Lord every day. I have been granted access. The temple said, keep out. But the cross said, come in. Have you taken advantage of the torn veil? It's a question I have for you today. Have you taken advantage of the torn veil that you have access to God? Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When it seems that there is no hope to fix your problems, you have access to the one through whom, with him, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. And you have access to him. Are you taking advantage of that? Psalm 42:11 says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Let me tell you a little story about a man named Joseph Scriven, who is an example for us of a man who understands how important it is to have this access to God. One who will carry your burdens for you. One who will lift you up when you can't take another step. See, Joseph Scriven was a man who lived in Ireland back in the mid-1800s. He grew up and was engaged to be married to his childhood sweetheart. Oh, they were so in love. And he was a man, a hopeless romantic of a man. Heart was in everything. And he loved this woman. On the day before they were to be married, she was going to visit him on horseback. And as she did, the horse was crossing the waters to go to where he was staying or where he was going to meet her. And an accident, the horse was spooked. She was thrown off and she ended up drowning. He had to identify her. So he was there when they pulled her out. And his heart, his dreams were crushed because of how he loved this woman. In town, everywhere he went, he just couldn't help but be reminded of their relationship and that beautiful day that he looked forward to but never experienced. Well, he turned to the Lord for consolation and guidance. He sought the Lord and eventually moved from there to Port Hope, Ontario, Canada, where he devoted his life to helping those in need, widows, the sick, the poor. He became known in the area as the Good Samaritan of Port Hope, living his life for the glory of God and to help others, dedicated to helping others. It was said that for those who lived in the town who might say, I am so thankful that we have an honest, hardworking man like Joseph Scriven in town that if I need, I can call upon and hire to help someone I can trust. But to that person, it would be said, then you won't be able to hire Joseph Scriven because he only helps those who cannot pay. This was a man who committed his life to the Lord. Well, he fell in love again to Eliza Roche in 1860. She contracted pneumonia and died at the age of 23 while they were engaged. He was brokenhearted. He turned to God again as his closest friend. He devoted his life to serving the Lord. He tutored for the glory of God. He preached the word of God, and he helped others. About a year after Eliza's death, his mom fell ill. He wasn't there. He couldn't be there in Ireland to be with her. But he wrote a poem that he said, should give her hope during this devastating time. And he called the poem, Pray Without Ceasing. The rest of his life was devoted to serving God, to serving others. This man, well acquainted with pain, set an example of what it means to truly trust in the Lord. He was a humble man who trusted in God with the deepest burdens of his life. He saw God as his friend because during those deepest times, he poured his heart out to the Lord. The poem was later published and then was set to music and became one of the most famous hymns today. In fact, we sang it. It's called, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Let's read a few of those lines. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Brings a little light under that song, doesn't it? Some significance to those lyrics. This was not a man who just sat down and wrote a nice little song that the lines rhymed. But this is a man who had experienced what it means to have access behind the veil and how important it is, especially in those deepest, darkest times of life, to take advantage of that access. Thank God for the torn veil. We should take advantage more often. Verse 52, and the graves were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now, let me just tell you right now, this is another one of those, what in the world just happened? Which we can't get to today. We're out of time. But it is very interesting what in the world did just happen. Today, let's close thinking about Joseph Scriven, his life. And his understanding of what it means to be able to go behind the veil. I know that all of us here in this room, life's not perfect for you. It's not easy. Not everything is the way you thought it should be. But we have a God who knows everything, who we have access to. And we need to develop a good habit of going to Him and seeking His heart, because He will speak, He will guide, He will comfort. But we've got to be willing to go to Him. Sin is the separator. When we have sin in our own heart, when we have anger and bitterness and all of these things, we can't hear from the Lord. It's the reason we've got to deal with sin in our life and in our heart. So, today, let's take our hearts before the Lord. Let's go behind the veil and be honest with Jesus. And if there's anything in your life that you're worried about, that you wonder about, I want this outcome. Maybe you're trying to control things. This is the time now to really walk away without the burden and to trust God.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Building on the Solid Rock, the teaching ministry of Pastor Troy Neely of Calvary Chapel Solid Rock in San Antonio, Texas. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website at buildingonthesolidrock.com. There you can download today's message or subscribe to our podcast, which is always available in the iTunes Store when you search for Calvary Chapel Solid Rock. If you'd like to contact us, our email address is info@buildingonthesolidrock.com. That's info@buildingonthesolidrock.com. When you contact us, please let us know how today's broadcast has blessed you. Your feedback helps us know the Lord's direction for this ministry. Until next time, we'd like to say thank you for joining us, and please make plans to join us again, same time, same place, as we continue to study through the Gospel of Matthew. That's next time on Building on the Solid Rock.
grace shine as we grow in Him. Come have your way in us.
Come.